basketball here as the Lady Beavers be getting a couple home games here coming up on Thursday and Tuesday, starting off with Hugoton on Thursday night, tomorrow night. And we got a couple of the juniors and seniors here joining us here this evening, starting off with junior Avery Lewis. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, it's 18 games into the season here, and does it seem like it's gone pretty fast?
Yeah, 18, that's shocking.
Yes, yeah. Well, you've been a kind of a one of those versatile girls this year for the Lady Beavers, kind of a lockdown defender, a scorer as well at times. How would you describe your role this year?
I'm a pretty good defender. I'm always there for Felker when she needs me. And I'm all around player. I can be a post when I need to. I can be a guard when I need to. It just depends on the team we're playing.
Yep, and you usually get that assignment of maybe the opponent's top scorer there. And you had last night, you had a pretty good task there, a good challenge there. How'd you feel like you played defensively?
Pretty good. I thought I guarded their shooter really well. I need some more work on my post. Guardian post, but my guard, I do pretty well, I think.
All right, I think so, too. What's the biggest thing when you're trying to guard down at the post area that you're trying to improve on?
I'm not that strong, and I just get shoved down low, and I just need to get stronger.
Just get mean, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is
yes.
my spot.
Yeah.
Like that, huh?
Yeah.
All right. But offensively, you've had some pretty good moments here this year, and you've been pretty good at the line. What are some things that's really helped you be successful there?
Well, I've been pretty good at the line closer to earlier in the year. I'm struggling more recently, but I've practiced a lot. I've been mentally prepared for it.
All right. Well, you get two games left at home this year for the regular season, tomorrow night with Hugoton and then Goodland on Tuesday night. It's kind of nice to be back home for back-to-back games, which seems like an eternity since that's happened.
Yeah, I feel like we've had a lot of traveling like recently, mm-hmm. like and long like bus rides.
Absolutely, but the nice thing is you're home here. You get Hugoton tomorrow night. What are you maybe looking to adjust as you take on the Lady Eagles tomorrow night?
I feel like our something though to adjust is definitely our defense. We just need to communicate more, mm-hmm. and our defense is actually it's good. Boxing out and rebounding, mm-hmm. we were struggling really well bad on that, so we need to work harder on that.
All right. Absolutely. Hopefully things work out well for you. Get back on the winning side tomorrow night. And Avery, as always, good job. Thank you again for joining me, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, junior Avery Lewis, and off to senior Erica Felker here joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Thank you. And is this senior season going too fast for you?
It is flying by.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Does it seem surreal that it's down to the last few games of the season and of your high school career?
Absolutely. It feels like I blinked and it's gone. So
yes. That's
crazy.
Well, you had to like what you saw last night from your offense, kind of getting back there, 8 points for you. And what really worked for you scoring-wise last night?
I think I just kind of let it come to me. I didn't really – I didn't try and force anything. Like, if I missed, like, I'd come back and I just – shake it off and just keep going.
I got to say, you know, last night in some of those games, you have some great layups there. For whatever reason, the ball just does not want to go in. What did you do to the rims?
You know, I don't know. We just don't like each other. But definitely something I need to work on, finishing through contact. So that's something I'm working on.
And how tough is that at times? Maybe it depends on maybe the officiating crew, good, bad, or indifferent. Sometimes you go through there and you have a lot of contact and don't get the call, but sometimes you get minimal contact and get the foul call. How tough is that to kind of adjust to maybe what they're trying to call?
Definitely frustrating. I feel like every game is different. You never really know what mm-hmm. they're going to call and what they're not going to call. So I think it's just frustrating. So just got to focus on getting the ball in the basket all the time.
Absolutely. How was practice? You know, what kind of a tough loss last night. How was practice for you today?
Today we definitely worked on a lot of communication mm-hmm. and kind of switching things up, like who we play with, when we play, and just like intensity and trying to work hard all the time and never back down when they're playing tough, aggressive defense on us.
One of two seniors here, a couple more games at home, and then sub states. What would you like to accomplish here as you go through hopefully three to – you'll be have at least three more games left, but hopefully more than that. What would you like to accomplish over these next few weeks?
Definitely get back on our high. I think we're kind of on a low right now, and I think getting back on a high will help us through postseason, and I really hope that we can make it to second round of postseason. That would be really nice to see.
Absolutely. It's always fun to have an opportunity to go to state.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right. Well, Eric, keep up the good work. Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Senior Erica Felker joining us here. We get Coach Amy Felker here on the line now, and or on the headset, not on the line. I promise you, she's live right here in person. How are you doing this evening, Coach?
I'm doing great, Adam.
Well, thanks again for joining me. I know it was kind of a tough setback for you last night, and you know, it's one of those just some things just didn't go well there. And probably, do you think maybe particularly rebounding was probably the biggest struggle last night?
Yeah, I would probably say rebounding really, really hurt us. You know, we just weren't strong under the basket, offensive or defensively. You know, we just need to be more aggressive. So we worked really hard today on rebounding. We did a good rebounding drill, and we were having some good battles back and forth, you know, going to the offense and defensive glass. So, you know, hopefully that transitions over to the game tomorrow.
It was nice to get Megan kind of back in that rotation for you guys. She ended up with 4 points, a couple boards there, but it's kind of nice to kind of get that flow and kind of get that rotation back to when you guys were having really good parts of your season.
You know, it's nice to have everybody back. You know, just having a post present is nice to have in there. So, you know, we just got to continue to make sure we use both the inside and the outside and take advantage of what different teams give us. That's always nice to have that capability.
And one thing I've noticed as well, as I know the shooting struggles have been there the last couple of games, but those things will shoot themselves out, literally. And I thought one place you guys have really done a better job at, so it's hard to, I mean, it's tough to see some positives out of some of the tough shooting nights, but you guys have cut down on the turnovers.
You know, we have. We're starting to get smarter. You know, we're making the easy passes. You know, there were so many games that we were just trying to make the All-American pass, and I'm like, we're not All-Americans. We are just Scott City. And once we started just making the easy pass and letting the game come to us and relaxing a little bit, just helps the overall game.
Well, you know, and it's hard. It's tough to say, but do you feel like that your defense has been all right?
For the most part, yes. It's been pretty good. You know, there's a few times, you know, in the last couple of games that we've had some stretches that our defense wasn't the best. But for the most part, I'm very pleased with our defense and how we work hard. We're great team defense. We work hard on help defense. So, you know, these girls take pride in that, and you know, that's what keeps us in most of the games.
Well, it's nice to have back-to-back games you have at home here to wrap up the regular season. Still, that maybe things work out well. Outside shot of hosting a first-round game anyway. Tomorrow night, it's an opportunity there with Hugoton at home, and it's already second-last game of the regular season, and I know you guys won there, 3 weeks ago, 50-30 there, and is it tough to... As tough as it has been for Hugoton at times this year, struggling, is it tough to maybe not try to overlook them as well as you guys kind of controlled that second half?
You know, we really have to be careful about overlooking anybody. You know, we haven't been playing the greatest offensively and that kind of stuff, so we can't overlook anybody. But I do know that our defense will show up and we will make them have to work hard for every single shot that they get. So, you know, being at home and being ready and excited for this game, you know, hopefully the girls get on a high and they have the confidence to come in and shoot the ball. You know, we shot the ball well tonight, so hopefully that carries over from practice into the game.
I'm almost certain it's due to translate to tomorrow night.
I hope so. We're due up.
You absolutely do. Once again, that is Coach Amy Felker joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, as always, for the time, Coach, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.